You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is Aloe Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. If you guys give me just a minute, you know the drill. I need to pay some bills. Service installations happening right now, not just in Greeley, but all over northern and northeast Colorado. Don't wait to experience faster, more reliable service. It is the best there is. Trust me, I know these things. No buffering. No lag, no death circles, just crazy fast internet and all of the benefits of a 100% fiber optic connection with internet, TV, and phone services. You can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley or call 970-503-5055 or just go to lofiber.com. We're also sponsored by Jerry Lemons and the wonderful folks at Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust you in the best of hands when we work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. And finally, we're sponsored by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. The summer, yeah, it was hot, but a lot of us like to be outside, right? And fall has lasted since 1965. And a lot of you love to spend time outside with this gorgeous weather that we've had. But that weather can bring those stinking perimeter pests, those skeeters and other biting insects that ruin fun. Just trust Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado for effective pest control services so you can enjoy the outdoors without getting hijacked by flies again. Go to noco.mosquitojoe.com for more information. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I'm meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It's Monday, November 24th, 2025. The next couple of days, hellaciously blowy wind, especially in the foothills, the mouths of the canyons west of I-25, Continental Divide, Wyoming, Nebraska, Eastern Plains. It's going to be awful. If you're above 7,000 feet, especially this afternoon into Tuesday, gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. If you're on the Eastern Plains, I think the worst wind will be overnight and into the day on Tuesday with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Meanwhile, here along the Front Range in the I-25 corridor, the wind will be much more sporadic. The kinematic environment's really difficult to predict with mountain waves, but the cold front is going to come through overnight into Tuesday, and I think most of us will be windy, cold, and just a raw, miserable day to be outside during the day on Tuesday. There should be some snow in the central and northern mountains, especially on north and west-facing slopes. Can't rule out a few snow showers on the Cheyenne Ridge in both Wyoming and the western Nebraska Panhandle, sneaking down into portions of Weld County as well as Morgan, Phillips, and Sedgwick counties. But accumulation should be minimal and mainly confined to grassy surfaces. Temperatures will be much colder, struggling to get out of the 30s and into the 40s both Tuesday and Wednesday. So definitely feeling like late fall, early winter. And then here's the main story I'm going to be focusing on. Much colder temperatures, as it looks like a couple of Arctic blasts are going to come in straight out of the north, out of Canada and into the central United States. And this will include the Rocky Mountain region for all of us here in Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Kansas. Timing and potential impacts is going to be the critical aspect of this forecast that I'm going to try and figure out, because everything leading up to Thanksgiving looks fine. It's the post-Thanksgiving travel that I'm concerned about. Starting as early as Friday and going into the weekend, we're talking about much colder temperatures and the potential for widespread accumulating snowfall across the region. And this could linger through the weekend and into the first part of next week. And then obviously, as you go further out, the forecast model confidence goes down. But what I want you to start planting in your noggin, the seed in your noggin, is start planning right now. Because I know many of you are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. In fact, AAA is forecasting that over 81 million people will be traveling for Thanksgiving, which is the most on record. So I know this is going to impact a lot of you. So just be patient. I'll keep you updated throughout the week so that there are not any surprises. Check in with me often on the Book Face, Denver and Front Range Weather online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com. I'm on Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. every Monday and Friday. I do join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And every Monday, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops on 1310kfka.com. And it's also available to download for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So a lot of weather coming up. A lot of weather will be weathering. It's going to be spicy. And I got my workies cut out for me. So I'll keep you updated like I always do. You guys be safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. For those of you that celebrate, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. To the rest of you, eat, drink, be merry, get hammered, do so safely, whatever. Just have fun doing adult stuff. And we'll talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.